If we pay attention, there's a very interesting progression at the beginning of this week's parasha. The Torah starts off by telling us that if we follow Hashem's commandments, we keep our end of the deal. So then Hashem will keep his end of the deal, his end of the bargain as well, and he's going to shower a blessing upon us. People will have children, the soil will be fertile, the grain, the wine, oil, cattle, livestock, everything is going to be in absolute abundance. Baruch Tiyami Kolam, and we're going to have more so than any other nation. Things are going to be phenomenal for Bnei Yisrael. And then the Torah tells us, the beginning of Perek Ches, V'zechartes kol haderech asher holicha Hashem lokecha zeh arbim shana b'midbar. Make sure you remember the 40 years in the Midbar. Remember that Hashem tested us time and again. Remember that we had different struggles in the Midbar. We were hungry, and then we had the man. We weren't sure what it was about, but you know what? We trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki lo al halechem levado yichyeh adam, ki al kol motza pi Hashem yichyeh adam. We had to recognize, we had to strengthen our emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shemart ez mitzvah Hashem Elokecha, lelechus b'derecha v'yira oso, ki Hashem Elokecha mevi'acha el eretz tova. Remember, we have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to follow His ways, we have to fear Him, we have to follow what He tells us to do. Because after all, He brought us to this eretz tova. Eretz nachle mayim, right, with ayonos, v'chule. Then the Torah tells us, in Pasuk Yud, v'yachalta v'savatu v'yirachtas Hashem Elokecha, al ha'aretz tova asher nasnach. Again, recognizing what Hashem gives us, what He provides for us, how it all comes from Him, and we have to have a kar satov. After we eat and we're full, we have to bless, we have to make birkas mazon, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that tova that He gives us. Then, pivoting, the Torah tells us the following, hishamer l'cha pin tishkachas Hashem Elokecha. Be very careful, be very wary, do not forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for sure, don't forget his mitzvos. Pen tocha, lest you come to eat. That word pen comes up a couple times in this aliyah here, in these psukim. Hisham racha, pen tishkach, pen tocha, v'savata. You're going to eat, you're going to be full. And then uvatim tovim tibne v'yavashti. You're going to build big houses. You're going to have lots of livestock. You're going to have lots of money. Kesef zav, yir belach. V'ram livavecha. And all of a sudden, we're going to get haughty. We're going to become arrogant. We're going to forget v'shachach, this is Hashem Elokecha. We're going to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who took us out, ha-motiyecha mi'aretz Mitzrayim. And the psukim continue until pasuk yud ches, and then it's almost like the end. It's the warning sign, which is really circling back to what we started with, right? Once you begin to think kochi va'otzem yadi, once we feel that oh, it's all because of us, nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the psukim are flashing. V'zachartas Hashem Elokecha ki hu hanosi necha koach lasos chayo. We have to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we start off by saying we have to hold up our end of the deal. We have to do everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us. We're going to be incredibly blessed. And then once we attain that blessing, once you receive that shefa and bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a very dangerous, slippery slope that we could go down. And that's why the psukim are saying at the very end of that, you better remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us and what Hashem continues to do for us. And everything that we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's point number one that I want to highlight, and we're going to come back to that in just a second. The second point, maybe the more famous part of this week's parsha, is in Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Beis, the beginning of the fifth aliyah. The Torah tells us, "V'yatay Yisrael ma Hashem lokecha shoel miimach ki im liyira es Hashem lokecha leleches b'chol derecha v'lahava oso v'lahavod es Hashem lokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha." What does Hashem ask from us? All Hashem says, "Ki im liyira." All Hashem wants is us to fear Him, to follow in His ways, to love Him, to serve Him with all of our hearts. Right. So that's not such a small order. Okay. But we have to understand what's going on here. We know that there's a mitzvah, ki im liyira es Hashem Elokecha. We have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer Achinuch, commenting in this week's parsha on the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, explains that when the Torah talks about Yiras Hashem, it's referring to Yiras HaUnesh. So we know that there are two different tracks, let's say, in Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shemayim. Number one is Yiras HaUnesh. Maybe the lower level is just fearing the punishment or the consequences of our actions. And then the higher level, Yira, is a Yiras HaRomimus. It's being in awe, like literally the word awesome, being filled with awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His greatness. Nevertheless, the Sefer Achinuch takes the lower level track of Yiras HaUnesh. If we maintain like an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we know we're in His presence, so it'll deter us, it'll prevent us from doing averos. Now, what's interesting, and I saw this in the Sefer Zera Yitzchak when I learned with my dear friend and Talmud Justin Carl, the Sefer that he brought, the Zera Yitzchak, quoted Yerushalmi that says Hashem keeps all the mitzvos. Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah in the first parak there, it says that Hashem keeps all the mitzvos, and this is really alluded to in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Vav also, which tells us that Hashem wears tefillin as well. So the question many ask is, if Hashem keeps all the mitzvos, so what about the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem? How does Hashem keep the mitzvah? How does He fulfill the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem? So the Sefer Zera Yitzchak quoted the Sfarim HaKadoshim, who explained that the fear, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has is the fear that Bnei Yisrael might chas v'shalom sin. The very last thing Hashem wants is us to sin. it's almost too difficult for him to bear. The question is, though, what does it mean that it's difficult for Hashem to bear? How is something difficult for a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So that's point number two that I want to come back to. And lastly, on that pasuk that we just read, V'yatal Yisrael ma'ashem okech ha'shom imach, so the Gemara tells us, Al tikre ma ela mea, that we have a chiv to make 100 brachos a day. And again, why did Chazal understand from this pasuk specifically that we learn the chiyuv, the obligation to make 100 brachos a day? So if we take a look back on the pasuk of Vizacharta, again, Perek Ches, pasuk Yud Ches, the Or Chaim HaKadosh tells us a beautiful idea. He says, Perish shitzarich lasis libo al tovaso, that a person has to lasis libo, a person has to give his heart, a person has to pay attention and internalize the tova that Hashem bestows upon us. Kimei Hashem haisalo. Everything that we have comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'davar zei iruhu tami lahakir boro v'hashkachas olav. And constantly, always, we have to be thinking about, we have to recognize lahakir, to recognize how much Hashem is doing for us, His hashkacha, and everything that He provides for us. And he says, tchilas tachbulos yetzer ha'adam hu lahashkicho davar zei. The number one thing the Yetzer Hara tries to do is to get us to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to not recognize Him, to not be aware of Him, to not think about Him at all. That is His goal. That's why it's Hisham Recha Pen Tishkach. We're going to have all this bakar, it's sown, all kesef is of, all the money. We're going to say, Kochem Vatam Yadim, it was all me. It's all an elaboration of those first words, of the second Aliyah there, Hisham Recha Pen Tishkach Hashem Okecha. How are we going to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By thinking all the money I have, all the food I have, the big house that I have, everything that I amass, it's all for me, Kochem Vatam Yadim. Screams that big red flag in the Torah, Pasuk Yud Ches, Vizacharti, you have to remember, it's all, as Hashem Elokecha, Ki Hu Honosin Lecha, Koach Lasos Chayo. He gives us the ability to do everything that we do, to accomplish everything that we have accomplished, everything that we will accomplish, it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. That brings us to the next point. What does it mean that it's difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for us to sin? How is anything difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So really, there are two Gemaras that express a difficulty for Kadosh Baruch Hu. The first one is Gemara in Sota. Beis Amar Aleph tells us that Kasha Zivugin Kikriyas Yamsuf, that Shidduchim, I don't know how to say this in English, matchmaking, I guess, for Kadosh Baruch Hu is difficult, just like Kriyas Yamsuf. Having people meet their partner is difficult for Hashem. And the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Kuf Yud Ches tells us that Kasha Parnasaso Shaladim Kikriyas Yamsuf, that providing sustenance for people is difficult for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So then the question begs to be asked, why is providing sustenance and helping people find their partner, why is that difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the answer in the Sefer Zer Yitzhak is from the Chag of Shmini Atzeres. Why is the holiday that follows Sukkot called Shmini Atzeres? Why is it referred to Atzeres in the Torah? So Rashi famously tells us, because after Elul, and after Rosh Hashanah, after a whole Atzeres Mitzvah, and all the Avodah, and Yom HaKippurim, and then Sukkot, we've been so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi tells us, Kasha Alai Predaschem. Hashem wanted us to stay with Him a little bit longer. And what do we see from there? That departing, that preda, separating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is, so to speak, hard for Him. What happened at Kriyas Yamsuf? Well, at that moment, perhaps more so than any other, with the Egyptians behind us, the Yam in front of us, we literally had no place to go. V'yizaku el Hashem, we cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like we never had before. The only thing they could do was turn to Avinu Shebaas Shemayim. So Kriyas Yamsuf was difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because at that moment, there was like a level of unrestrained dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we perhaps never had attained up until then, on a national level. And Hashem loved that. Hashem is misavif for our tefilos. He wants us crying out and davening to Him. And it was difficult for Hashem to split the sea, because He knew if He split it, we wouldn't, even though we sang Az Yashir after, and we were moded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still the level of dveikus wasn't the same. I'm reminded of a story by Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. I think he had a granddaughter, maybe it was a daughter. I think the story that he had a grandchild. And people saw him saying Tehillim after the baby was born. So someone said to Rav Aaron, he said, you know, the baby was born. You don't have to stop saying, you can stop saying Tehillim. Everything went smoothly. And he said, I have to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I would imagine the level of Rav Aaron and his tzidkos, I'm sure his level, b'shas ha, you know, b'is tzara almost, and in the hodah, and the hakaras hatov, was probably on the same level. But for most regular Jews, so the Eis Tzara is a much more heartfelt tefillah than the Hodah afterwards. So Hashem, Kriyas Yamsuf, was, so to speak, difficult for Him. Now we can understand the Gemaras. When a person is single, so he or she will pour his heart out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they have all these different thoughts. I've danced at all my friends' weddings, I've arranged Sheva Brachos, I've helped set people up. When, Hashem, is it going to be my turn? And they cry and cry and cry and dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same is true for Parnasa. When a person falls upon tough times and they're counting pennies, counting every single dollar and making sure they make every, hoping they make every single month's rent, they pay all the bills, they're pleading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help. But once a person gets married, he or she now has a spouse to cry to vent to talk to. When a person begins to make the money, so those spontaneous tefillos and asking Hashem for help become fewer and fewer and fewer. And that, so to speak, is difficult for Hashem because He wants that connection so much. Yiras Achid, again, that's what the Sefer Zer Yitzchak all started with. Yiras Achid, Yiras Onish is the key to ensuring we don't succumb to the Yitzhar Hara. And succumbing to the Yitzhar Hara would distance us from Hashem. Yiras Achid, Yiras Onish, Yiras Hashem Bechlal is making sure that we're aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which leads us to our last point. Atikrei ma elameya. We have 100 brachos a day, the Gemara tells us. And not only that, the Gemara in Baba Kama tells us that someone who wants to become a chassid, and not a chassid with shtreimel and payas and socks and things like that, but someone who wants to be a pious Jew, someone who's connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara has a three-way machlokas, what they should do. Either they should be mekayim mili de nezikin, mili de avos, or mili de brachos. Meaning, you have to fulfill the words of either nezikin or avos or brachos. So, perhaps nezikin and avos seem to make sense. A person needs to be careful. Nezikin, a person needs to be careful with their property, with other people's property, make sure they don't harm anybody else. Right? They can't just be thinking about themselves. They have to be concerned for everyone around them. And when it comes to avos, so okay, we have to have midos tovos, we have to have derech eretz kadmon la-Torah, and that perhaps makes more, it's more intuitive, let's say. But what's pshat and brachos? So the Maharal writes in his introduction to Perkei Avos that the seichel of a person, The seichel, which is referring to our neshama, our nefesh elokis, constantly and always wants to be medabek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's always trying to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Maharal writes also in his sefer, Ner Mitzvah, on Chanukah, that the neshama is referred to as a ner, because a ner is always jumping for the action, it's always going up. The same thing with our neshama, we're always going up, we're trying to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, the way we can be medabek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perhaps the greatest way, is brachos. It gives us the constant connection, whether we're eating or walking out of the bathroom, or we see a beautiful mountain range, or we see the ocean, whatever it may be, there's so many brachos that we could be making throughout our day to make sure that we're maintaining this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's essentially a guaranteed way of remaining attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's even what the Rambam says towards the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, the Yisod of Brachos in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Kedei Lizkor Es HaBorei Tamid, to make sure we remember we're constantly, perpetually thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maharal even adds, in a sefer Netzach Yisrael, that we have a chiyuv to make 100 brachos a day, because we have to remember ko kiyumo eino elo mitzad atzmo, that our entire existence is really because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says the chiyuv of making 100 brachos is dafka learned from the pasuk of Yatay Yisrael Ma'ashem Lekecha Shol Mi'imach, meaning on a pasha level we fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Why are we afraid of him? Well, you think he runs the world. Elokim b'shamayim v'atal aretz. He's up there. He runs the show. But you can also say that's a reason that we shouldn't fear Hashem. If Elokim HaShemayim, as the Pasuk in Kohelet tells us, Viata al haretz, and we're on land, so I have no shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know He exists. I'm not connected to Him. The Maharal says, that's why we learn the chiyuv to make 100 brachos specifically from this Pasuk. Because the command is to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only way you can have a fear of something is if you recognize it. If you don't know that it's there, it's not going to frighten you in any way. It's a recognition and then a subsequent fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do we get to fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do we become aware and cognizant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence? It's through making brachos throughout the day. By constantly making brachos and mentioning Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem. The more and more we do that, the more we will be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, the more we will bring Him into our lives, and the more then we can, Baruch Hashem, fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu and follow His Torah properly. So again, if we remember Hashem, v'zacharta, as the Pasuk said, v'zacharta Hashem Elokecha, if we recognize that everything we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to maintain that closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will be good in His eyes, because He doesn't want to see us. Koshalai predasim, He never wants to see us go away. And the more He's with us, the more we bring Him into our lives, the more that'll further enable our growth in Torah, Avodah, Avas Hashem, and Yerushalayim.